You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, it's the end of December of 2017, but not too soon to start thinking about what we're going to talk about today. I think it's going to be an intriguing conversation. I do not believe we've had them on the show before.
We have not had them on the show. And, you know, Atlanta, with our kind of milder climate, it's always a good time to talk about landscaping and, you know, kind of refreshing your yard, and or if you're a builder, you know, what you're going to do with the landscaping of those homes, or even a realtor. We're going to touch on lots of stuff today.
Yes, we are. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Mike Darcy. He's a general manager for Supersod of Atlanta. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours, Mike. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so I appreciate you swinging by. Before we get into our conversation, Mike, like I said, we have not had you on the show before, so I want to be sure our audience is very familiar with Supersod. So tell us what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so Supersod is a family-owned and operated company. We have been in business as a whole for over 100 years and have been in the sod business for over 60 years. We are currently the largest sod producer in the Southeast and have built a company and reputation based on quality products and good customer service. We service the metro Atlanta area through our outlet locations based around the city.
It's pretty exciting. I know Supersod's a fairly old company, correct?
It is an old company. We actually got started, Patent Seed Company, which is our parent company, got started over 100 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been at it a long time, and Patent Seed Company is still around, and we're still very heavily involved in the seed industry. We are actually the world's largest producer of Tiff Blair Centipede seed and Zenas Origia seed as well. And Supersod came around about 60 years ago, and now is really what our company is best known for, is our sod.
Exciting. Well, tell us about the different types of sod you offer.
Okay, great. So we offer 9 different varieties of grasses. These varieties were all hand-selected so that they would thrive in this area. We offer 3 different varieties of Bermuda grass. We offer 4 different varieties of Zoysia grass, as well as Tiff Blair Centipede and our Elite Tall Fescue. So no matter the circumstances or situation in the lawn, we've got you covered.
All right. So I'm going to assume for a minute that most of the people listening are like me, have no clue about any of this kind of stuff. And when I hear you say 9 different types of sod, that spooks me, because I'm like, well, I don't know what's the right one for me. So what's the process by which you would advise a customer, and again, not just a typical homeowner like me, but I imagine you have a different bank of different types of customers, but how do you advise them on what the best option is?
Well, it comes down to a process of elimination. You know, everybody's lawn and everybody's situation is a little bit different. And at Supersod, we have a lot of well-trained and educated folks that are at our customer's disposal for advice and helping make the right decision for their lawn. So we'll go through a series of questions trying to understand our customer's situation a little bit better. And when we have a good feel for that, we can make recommendations based on the information we've been given so that they make a good decision and enjoy a lifetime lawn.
So exciting. Just to, you know, think about how nice a lawn looks when it has that, you know, freshly mowed grass and how uniform sod looks. And, you know, I guess one of our challenges in Atlanta is, you know, our hot, hot, hot summers.
Right.
So how does sod hold up to, you know, our droughts or our heat? And, you know, are there different varieties that you all have formulated that really do well?
Yes, absolutely. So we've got some warm season varieties of grasses here that do well and have done well for a very long time. Bermuda grasses have been popular in Atlanta, and so have Zoysia grasses, which are good drought-tolerant varieties. But one variety that I want to speak on in particular is a new variety to the market, and it's called Tiff Tough Bermuda. So Tiff Tough is a new variety of Bermuda that is extremely drought-tolerant and is a game-changer in the turf grass industry. Tiff Tough is changing the way that home builders and homeowners and landscapers think about turf grass in a home lawn. Because of its tremendous water savings, it makes sense to even consider Tiff Tough if you have a nice established lawn now.
Wow.
The water savings are just tremendous. And we actually have a water savings calculator at supersod.com underneath our Tiff Tough page, where you can go in and plug in the variety of grass you currently have or one you may be considering, the amount you're looking to get, and it will calculate and tell you how much money TIFTUF will save you in water savings throughout the course of a year.
I didn't even think about the water savings when you make a consideration like sod. I mean, that's mind-blowing. It certainly is impactful for a solo homeowner such as us, right? But imagine a builder who's landscaping an entire community.
An entire community or an entire amenity center, and the HOA is going to pay for that water on the grass for all this year, even a golf course. It's got all sorts of applications.
The savings can be tremendous, and with the Georgia climate and the drought situations we find ourselves in almost every other year, it's just, it's really a no-brainer to consider this new variety.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Fascinating.
Well, what is the best time of year to plant sod in Atlanta?
So it really depends on the variety. For your warm season grasses, such as your Bermuda and your Zoysia grasses and even centipede, prime time is going to be in the active growing season, which is going to be April through August. Mm-hmm. And for your cool season grasses, that's going to be in the fall, so September, October sometime.
All right, good stuff. Mike, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Ty Pennington, and I've been involved in the construction industry for a long time. And I can tell you this, the Jackson EMC Right Choice Home Program is in a class by itself. Every Right Choice home includes energy savings backed by two warranties, quality control built right into the home, added value for the life of the home. That's why a Right Choice home is the best choice for you. Visit JacksonEMC.com to learn more.
All right, so we're back with Mike Darcy, General Manager for SuperSod of Atlanta. Mike, so we've been talking about sods, but I imagine there's some other products that you offer as well, yeah?
Absolutely. SuperSod strives to make establishing and maintaining a lawn an easy process. And to help our customers maintain their lifetime lawn, we offer a variety of fertilizers and pre-emergence and weed control products for their lawn. We also offer a variety of other landscape materials such as mulch and pine straw. We have a wide selection of natural stone products as well as pavestone products, which we are now distributing through our Atlanta locations.
Outstanding.
Well, I guess that makes me wonder, is everything that you sell, is it installed by someone else, or do you all offer any installation of grass or pavers or any of that?
At the moment, we don't. We have got some local landscapers, some of our great customers that we recommend
preferred.
Out. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And these are people that we have a really good relationship with and that we can trust to take care of our customers.
All right, well, that's a good selection of stuff there. So, Kara, I was wondering what to get you for Christmas, and I think I have an idea. What do you think about a robotic lawnmower?
Sounds perfect to me. If it'll cut my grass and I don't have to do anything, I have no idea how they work, so I bet we're about to find out more.
Well, let's ask about that. It is 22nd, so there's probably still some time to get one, too. So tell us about that product, Mike.
Yes, sir. SuperSod is very excited to announce that we have teamed up with Husqvarna to offer our customers an alternative to traditional lawn maintenance and mowing. Husqvarna is the industry leader in robotic lawnmowers, and SuperSod is now proud to offer the Husqvarna auto mower to our customers. The auto mower is an interesting machine. It operates on the same principles as the robotic vacuums that we're all so familiar with. Yeah, exactly. So it gives you a cost-effective and low-maintenance way to mow your lawn.
How does it know where to stop? Does it just hit a fence and stop, or how does it know where the lawn ends?
So it has a boundary wire that you install around the perimeter of your lawn, when it hits that boundary wire, it knows to stop and turn around and head a different direction.
And then it doesn't paw over your rose bushes or any of that either.
That's right.
And it could chase your dog around. It sounds perfect. It's like
it's even entertainment.
Gift for someone who has everything.
That's awesome.
Or just has it sounds perfect for a small lawn too. You know?
It is. It's really set up for a lawn of any size. Uh-huh. We've got models that can do smaller lawns as well as lawns up to an acre and a quarter.
Wow.
So, really no lawn too small or too big for this auto mower.
That's super cool.
Yeah. It takes all the stress out of having to worry about mowing your lawn and take care of it. And it's also, there's a health benefit there too, using the auto mower. You know, especially in drought conditions and during the summer when grass is stressed out, mowing it the traditional way actually adds stress to that situation. Mm. Because of the frequency this auto mower mows and the little amount of blade it actually cuts off, it actually encourages a healthier lawn.
Wow.
Well,
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
That's pretty cool. Well, I know that you all work with a lot of different target audiences. So do you want to talk a little bit about how you work with builders, how you work with realtors, and how you work with homeowners, and the differences between the three groups?
Yeah, absolutely. So SuperSide has always put priority on serving anyone who is interested in our product. We feel like there's no customer too big or too small. We're set up to handle the homeowner, the DIY person that's looking to just patch in a small area in their lawn. And we're also set up to handle the large builders in the area. So SuperSide also has the ability to handle the high volume customers such as the home builders. And with Tif Tough being on the market now and really changing the turf grass industry, we spent a lot of time and effort reaching out to the home builders and establishing relationship with those guys and trying to explain and make sure that everybody understands the benefit of this new variety of grass. And we're pushing that all the way down to the homeowners. We feel it's very important that the homeowner understands the type of grass they're getting in their new home lawn. And, you know, if you've got the option to go with a better, more drought-tolerant variety, you're much better doing that up front.
Oh, absolutely. In this market, in this heat we have in Atlanta, why wouldn't you?
No, exactly. Let's be real honest here. I mean, a lot of the homeowners are busy living their lives. They don't have time to invest in the yard care that they probably should do. And so it sounds like this variety would be conducive to that type of personality as well.
Exactly. You pair Tif Tough Bermuda and a new auto mower, and you've got a great situation.
Yeah,
there.
No kidding. That actually might get me back into a house.
There you go.
That sounds real good. Well, Mike, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have questions of you or anything we talked about today, and to learn more about SuperSide of Atlanta, where do they go?
We've got a lot of great information on our website at supersod.com. Anyone out there that has any questions, feel free to contact me directly at my email, which is mdarcy@supersod.com. We'd also like to extend an invite to everybody to get signed up for our newsletter, which goes out monthly, giving nice lawn tips and reminders of when when and what to do to take care of their lawn. And we're also going to be sending out an invite for the Alpharetta grand opening of our new location, which is going to be opening up just after the first of the year. And we're very excited about that as well.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And those lawn tips, critically needed.
My lawn needs all the tips it can get.
Absolutely. Mike Darcy, the general manager for SuperSide of Atlanta. Mike, great to have you.
Thanks again for
stopping by.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate Edition. On behalf of today's guest, Mike Darcy, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. Todd and Carol signing off for the moment, but don't worry, we'll look forward to seeing you again next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.